The doctor's hands burrowed around for a while, making me very uncomfortable, in much the same way as the young silver-haired doctor had a few weeks earlier. Then he lowered himself until his body was poised just above mine. I put all the force of my mind to work in making a sort of mental barrier between the doctor and me, but it wasn't enough to keep me from feeling the doctor's eel, as Mameha might have called it, bump against the inside of my thigh. The lamp was still lit, and I searched the shadows on the ceiling for something to distract me, because now I felt the doctor pushing so hard that my head shifted on the pillow. I couldn't think what to do with my hands, so I grabbed the pillow with them and squeezed my eyes tighter. Soon there was a great deal of activity going on above me, and I could feel all sorts of movement inside me as well. There must have been a very great deal of blood because the air had an unpleasant metallic smell. I kept reminding myself how much the doctor had paid for this privilege, and I remember hoping at one point that he was enjoying himself more than I was. I felt no more pleasure than if someone had rubbed a file over and over against the inside of my thigh until I bled. Finally, the homeless eel marked its territory, I suppose, and the doctor lay heavily upon me, moist with sweat. I didn't at all like being so close to him, so I pretended to have trouble breathing, in the hopes he would take his weight off me. For a long while, he didn't move, but then, all at once, he got to his knees and was very businesslike again. I didn't watch him, but from the corner of my eye, I couldn't help seeing that he wiped himself off using one of the towels beneath me. He tied the sash of his robe and then put on his glasses, not noticing a little smear of blood at the edge of one lens, and began to wipe between my legs, using towels and cotton swabs and the like, just as though we were back in one of the treatment rooms at the hospital. The worst of my discomfort had passed by this time, and I have to admit I was almost fascinated lying there, even with my legs spread apart so revealingly, as I watched him open the wooden case and take out the scissors. He cut away a piece of the bloody towel beneath me and stuffed it, along with a cotton ball he'd used, into the glass vial with my misspelled name on it. Then he gave a formal bow and said, "Thank you very much." I couldn't very well bow back while lying down, but it made no difference, because the doctor stood at once and went off to the bath again.